Welcome to Water Talk, live from Chicago, Illinois, and our exclusive coverage from WEFTEC. WEFTEC 17, moving water to the forefront of innovation. Water Talk is made possible by WaterOnline.com, showcasing today's water industry leaders and innovators. And now, here is your host, Todd Schnick.
All right, good afternoon and welcome back to Water Talk. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Travis Kennedy. Travis, I so enjoyed our conversation with this gentleman last time, and we're going to talk about something very timely today. Looking
exactly.
forward to it.
We are. I mean, there's very few guests that we have 1 year and note in our notes post-production that we have to have him back the following year.
Yes.
This is one of them.
This is
we're
one of them.
We're happy to have him back, and there's actually going to be some topics we cover here that are very pertinent to what's happening right now.
Yes, let's get to it. We're joined now by Adrian Newcomb. He's the Director of Product Management with Trimble Water, including Telhog. Adrian, welcome back.
Thanks, Todd.
Always good to see you, sir. Appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy here at an event like WEFTEC, so thanks for making the time to join us. So do us a favor, before we get into our conversation, I know our audience is familiar with your organization, but take a quick minute and remind them all about the important work of Trimble Water.
So Trimble Water, we provide smart network solutions, smart water solutions, remote monitoring, IoT, measuring parameters of the water collection distribution systems, mapping, work management, field mobility, all on a single smart water platform called Trimble Unity that ties all the solutions that we have together for our utility customers.
And that's exactly where I want to go next, Trimble Unity. So walk us through how Trimble Unity can be used to track damaged assets.
Okay, well with Trimble Unity, you've got a key part of the platform is a mobile solution that allows your field crews to go out in the field with maps, with their GIS data. And in the case of, you're responding to a major event or a damage situation such as we've seen recently, with Trimble Unity, what you can do is have your field crews go out and assess that damage. They have forms they can fill in, damage assessment forms, they can take photographs, they can GPS very accurately the position. Because they have the locations of the assets already on the device, they can actually go to those locations where the assets should be and in some cases may no longer be. So you can very quickly get them to the right location to do that assessment. And they can then do that assessment electronically, lots of easy to fill in, drop down fields, photographs, positions, color coding, scoring, in terms of urgent attention, what needs urgent attention, what might not. And that means that your follow on, that can drive follow on work orders again out to the field with the solution. Bringing again those people to the right place to do whatever remediation needs to be done or cleanup that might need to be done.
And just to be sure we're very clear to those listening, when we talk about damaged assets, what are we talking about here?
Oh, we could be talking about anything in your, it could be in your sewer network, it could be your pipes, your valves, your, pump stations, lift stations, whatever, the things that make up our water conveyance networks.
So, the reason this is so topical is obviously because of all the weather events that we've had recently here in the United States. So whether it's what happened in Houston or what happened in Florida, what's happening even south of our continental 48 states, there seems to be a lot of trouble that the weather's causing globally now, which is where you guys are certainly going to come in and be of some tremendous benefits. So what major benefits can you bring to the table during these severe weather events?
Okay,
specifically?
So what we can do with our remote monitoring and IoT solutions is we can monitor, as that event is developing, we can monitor the system and you can actually track to see what's happening. But also, even in preparation for that event, you can understand how, for example, your sewer network. You can actually understand how prepared am I for this major event that's about to hit. Maybe it's a major rainfall event. You can actually understand how is my sewer behaving today. If I know I have, in 36 hours a major rainfall event, where are the areas that I can do some preemptive maintenance that will actually mitigate the impact of that event as it arrives? Because it's a remote monitoring solution, it's battery operated. So while your event is happening, power may be lost, our system will still continue to call in. And typically, you know, with cellular networks, even if they do fail, they tend to come back pretty quickly because they have backup generators, and the data will still get through. So we're not relying on any proprietary radio infrastructure. We run over the IoT solutions over the public networks. So it's, you know, we've experienced, we've case studies where, you know, major events have happened, and we've been the system that the utility has relied on to get an insight into what's happening within their network, because we have that advantage of being battery operated and operating over the public network.
I mean, Todd, think about lives that could have actually been saved. We're talking about Houston, Florida, Puerto Rico, all over the place. What I'm curious about is, why isn't everybody doing this now?
Yeah, well, the industry, I suppose, has been conservative. It's slow to change, and the technology, we're reaching a point where the technology is meeting that demand in terms of capability. And, you know, with the solutions that we have been bringing to marketplace, you know, over the years, I think it's getting to a point where it's becoming more and more attractive, and probably would become more of an imperative for customers to adopt to make their networks and to make their cities more resilient to such events. Because it's really having that information at your fingertips allows you to respond where it's most needed.
We can hope so.
Well, we led off the conversation talking about how to track damaged assets. I mean, it seems to me equally, or if not even maybe even more so important, is the ability to be proactive and ahead of a weather event. I mean, you touched on it. I mean, but I think there's some. I mean, how much of this, if you're leveraging this technology and this opportunity here to prevent damaged assets, which enables you. I mean, look at Florida, still recovering. Well, all these places that you cited, Travis, are still recovering. The more proactive you can be ahead of these weather events, the less work you have to do post-weather event to fix all this.
Absolutely. Now, we do need to, you know, set it in context. You know, I think that the recent events that have hit, you know, I think it would be very difficult to prepare for some of those, just the sheer scale of those and of the, you know, for example, the rainfall
that
happened and the surges that happened. It would be very difficult for any municipality up front to have been prepared for that. But I think where you really comes through is maybe in some of the lesser events, where if you're aware of how your network is prepared, if you understand where you may have some siltation or where you may have grease buildup or fog buildup, you then have the ability to respond and mitigate that before that rainfall or before that extreme event comes in or before that medium event comes in. And that insight allows the utility to prioritize, because they have, you know, all the municipalities, all the utilities, they have finite resources. And what they really have to do in that situation is look at, where do I deploy those resources in terms of people, in terms of materials, where they will be most effective to be able to respond and protect the community during that event.
Well, it's important also to talk about the fact that remote monitoring isn't only applicable in extreme weather events. There's other important reasons for it too, yeah?
Absolutely. I mean, we would say that it's a key part of the business as usual operations of the utility. It's what tells the utility how their assets, how their network is actually operating over time. And it gives them an insight, particularly out in the distribution system and the collection system, where you don't have a lot of, you don't have power. It's very difficult to actually install more traditional SCADA type instruments. So what remote monitoring does is allow you to gather that information from those remote locations, from that blind spot that exists between the treatment plant and between the homes and the businesses that are consuming producing the wastewater.
I mean, without a doubt, I mean, we've spent a lot of time today talking about, not just today, but the whole show, talking about the importance of remote monitoring and being able to know what's going on in your plant. And the struggles that Adrian's talking about from a municipality standpoint is usually comes down to funds. We've said 100 times, we've never met or run into an overfunded municipality.
Yes.
Right? So that's typically some things you come up against. But it cannot understate the importance of what Trimble Water is doing here, which is that it's needed, and people need to kind of get beyond the fact that it does have a cost associated with it, but by no means is it a sunk cost. It's a necessity.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So you are exhibiting here at WEFTEC. What are you showcasing here? What's generating some buzz? What are people talking about?
We're showcasing Trimble Unity, our software platform, and we're getting a lot of interest in that. I think the capabilities of that platform in terms of the remote monitoring, IoT, data collection, inspection, condition assessment capabilities, all in that single platform, proving very interesting to our customers. And we're also showcasing the equipment, the IoT remote monitoring equipment that then facilitates and integrates with that. So, it's been a great show. We're getting a lot of interest in our solutions.
Outstanding. All right. Well, Adrian, we're about out of time. Before we let you go, should anyone have questions on any of this, where do they go?
If they're at the show, booth 1814, and you can see our solutions there. And otherwise, TrimbleWater.com.
TrimbleWater.com. All right. Adrian Newcomb, the Director of Product Management, Trimble Water, including Telog. Adrian, good to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Travis.
The pleasure was ours. All right. It's all the time we have for now. On behalf of all of us at Water Talk and Water Online, thank you for tuning in. To hear more conversations or to learn more about us, go to WaterOnline.com. Todd Schnick, Travis Kennedy signing off for the moment, but don't worry, Water Talk will return.